What I do remember is that my husband and I came back from a theatre performance, 9 o'clock in the evening, and the next thing is the knock on the door. One of my colleagues came up to speak to me, and he said, "We need your help." There was a male on the bridge who obviously there was a danger of him jumping. He was quite, it was quite a serious situation, and I just said to my husband, "I have to go," and jumped in the car with my colleague, and off I went. I really didn't think too much about what I was going to encounter. Obviously, I was briefed about the situation, but I just wanted to speak to him. When we got there, I wouldn't be able to do what I did without the support of the team, of the colleagues on the ground. Obviously, I was able to speak to the male because obviously we spoke the same language, we spoke Polish. But the fact that I was surrounded by officers and they were helping me, I think that made me be able to do what I did.
I was out on foot patrol in the town centre about 9 o'clock in the evening, towards Morrison's, down by the Tone, when I heard a female scream. I looked around and saw someone jumping into the Tone, at which point I thought she was in distress. I wasn't too sure of the situation at that time, so I ran to her assistance, at which point I could see that she jumped in only in her underwear. Due to the coldness of the weather, looks like she started to go into shock. I took all of my police body armour off, as I thought I was going to have to jump in, at which time I ran over the bridge down to the other side of the footpath, and with some persuasion I managed to coax her to the side of the bridge where there was a concrete plinth. I could see she was getting more and more into stress and non-coherent, which time I took hold of her wrists after managing to get her to the side, lifting her out of the Tone, out of the river, and it was then I could see she started to have some problems. She started to go into shock, didn't really want to speak. I took my jacket off because she was not appropriately dressed, and cover her to give her a bit of modesty, and put her in a recovery position, called for assistance, and kept her talking as much as I could. She started not to talk after a while, at which point I sort of kept her eyes open, just kept giving her a slightly gentle shake to keep her sort of responsive until the ambulance turned up. She did start to come round and wanted to hold my hand until the ambulance turned up, so turned out well in the end.